Over the last couple of weeks, we have been diving into how to use YouTube to get clients. Yes, YouTube, which Bono and I in our last episode described as the hot girl of summer because everyone wants to be on YouTube now. And in today's episode, we have JP Hi-Tech back on answering questions like, what's the one crucial mistake creators make when recording videos? And why should viewers trust your advice over established creators? Or how do you structure content for maximum viewer retention? And should you give a call to action up front or after delivering value? And why is building a community outside YouTube so vital for success? So you can probably tell we have a lot to cover. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to create content that gets you clients. This is Win the Content Game. And this is part two with the one, the only JP Hi-Tech.
Yeah, we're going to need to insert some sound effects for sure, like big applause.
Yes.
Big, yeah, JP deserves the best. Stadium crowd.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Really, really do.
All right. So the whole purpose of this episode, JP, because we heard from you two episodes ago, your whole strategy, which was like, I was like not taking notes fast enough. I had to literally go back through the transcript and like pick out all the great, great nuggets that you shared, the whole strategy. And then in last week's episode, Bono and I actually recorded our, like how we implemented your at least elements
some
of it.
Some, yeah.
All right.
So it was really cool. So now off the back of that, we have some questions for you. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Are you ready for them, JP?
I am. Let's go. Let's do this.
Awesome. Welcome to the hot seat, JP. Okay. So the first question that we had was really around in terms of planning our content. And we really spoke about the importance of having really relevant topics for each of the piece of contents that you're creating on YouTube. And, you know, the question always comes up to be like, okay, how relevant? For example, we create content on content marketing and the importance of creating content that's going to really set you up to convert your audience into paying clients. And that's the nucleus of what we spoke about. But what about things like adjacent topics like sales call techniques, or before that, it's like generating traffic, things like that. Right. So that adjacent, is that okay to focus on, or will that put us in a disadvantage with YouTube?
Well, great question. And I love these questions, right? So it depends on your journey, right? It depends on where you are in your YouTube journey. And that's very, very important. And a lot of times people forget that. So this may or may not be a good strategy for a beginner and may be a good strategy for somebody that's intermediate or somebody that's had their YouTube career going on for some while, because all that matters, the algorithm, YouTube algorithm, kind of positions you and places you in a certain bracket depending on a lot of factors. The traffic, how long you've started the journey, how many subscriber count you have, how many watch time do you have? All those things matter whenever we're making that decision. So we got to look at, okay, where's our journey? Let me dial it back a little bit. Whenever you're new to YouTube, it's like somebody that's new at a job. You have everything to prove. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at you for you to prove to them that you can be trusted as a new creator, as a new channel. So whenever you're new, you want to stay away from the general topics because those are not really going to boost or bring traffic to your YouTube channel. However, the strategy you want to do is really drill down to the topics of solution, which is really relevant topics. Why? Because now people are going online, they're looking for a solution. So the more solution you're providing, the more niche you are, the more laser focused your solutions are, guess what? YouTube is going to be recommending those and say, listen, this new channel is really bringing the fire. They're really answering questions. They're really on top of what's really been searched today, the relevant, what people are looking for today. Even though they're new, you need to check them out. Versus you've been a little general. When it's like that, you got to also look at it from the standpoint of the consumer. Remember, this is a product that we're giving people. So the consumer will be like, okay, why wouldn't I just take this advice from somebody that's proving that, you know, they've been on YouTube and I have the like going on the screen if you're watching it. But for somebody that's really proven that really they're trustworthy, because that's the thing. What we're doing is establishing our expertise. So how well of a job have you done to establish your expertise? You've proven that you can be trusted. You've proven that you know the subject matter, and you've proven that you have one of the best product or solution for people to really take or purchase. And after you've done that, now you can really start having general conversations. But if you're new, I'd rather you not do that. It's not bad. It just will not give you the rapid growth that you may be looking for. Now, if you're not in a hurry and you're like, you know what? I don't mind growing my channel within 12 months. I don't mind it taking me 3 years to do. Then, of course, go ahead. Because we know as creators, it's a lot of work. And so yes. I really want you to get a return on your investment, and sooner rather than later, which is why this is so crucial to understand.
Yeah. Awesome. That's actually a great rule of thumb. Like, I really like almost how you're setting the boundaries, JP, because it's almost like how we should, any of us should be thinking about it is there is so much content in just what it is that you want to talk about that you could go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's only when you feel like you've absolutely exhausted that and you can, that you then go into the adjacent topics.
Correct. Yes. And before you ask any question, let me add to what you just said, because it is important for listeners and people that are watching this to get this. This is the foundation for our success, right? Before you talk about adjacent things, you have to have exhausted everything. And whenever you're new, you want to dominate. It's like a new business, a new product. You want to dominate your competition. How do you do that? You do that by proving that you have the best solution, that you have the best product. And the only way you can do that is by being extremely relevant. So pretty much any question that you believe your target audience might want to ask, make sure you make a video about that. Answer those questions. Prove to them that you are the database of solution that they can trust. And when you do that, you've created so many video. I call that a library of solution. You are the library and the new go-to channel or person that people will start talking about because you're new. And they'll be like, you need to check out this new channel. They're really taking care of answering and providing the solution that we've been looking for. And by doing that, people, YouTube followers will start engaging with your channel. And that's what you're looking for. After you've proven to them that, yes, I've got pretty much every question answered. Now let's go to the adjacent topics and let me give you more of a general background, general structuring on the questions you're asking. So great way to really grow your YouTube when you're starting.
Yeah. And so my follow on, because I'm selfishly going to use this time, JP, as a mini audit, some coaching. So, you know, as Bonner mentioned, so we do talk about content marketing. Content marketing in and of itself is quite broad, right? It's everything from social media, including and YouTube, and then there's blogging, and there's like a lot that happens in content marketing. Now, do you think that is actually still general, or should we really be spending a good amount of time in like one area? So right now we're talking about YouTube. Should we just be going like, more YouTube and more YouTube and more YouTube content for like, what are your thoughts that level?
And that is actually one of the strategies that I use within my company with my clients, right? Whenever we're building them brand new, we do what is called content marketing, which you just mentioned. So we create awareness, not just on YouTube, but across all social media platforms. Now, the question I always ask them is, how do you separate yourself from the competition? Meaning when you're talking about a product or solution, the broader you go, the more common you become.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ask yourself, well, there have been other people that have been doing this way before I started. And so what's going to separate you is the unique value proposition. So my question to you is, what is your unique value proposition? Even if you want to talk about similar topic, what's unique about the way or what you're going to present to the people? That's what's going to separate you. And if you think about it and you analyze and you come up with an answer, realizing you don't have a huge unique factor, you probably don't want to talk about that right now. So you can add that to the list of topics, titles, or subject matters you want to discuss later. But right now, you got to be unique. You got to be a special. You got to bring something that people are not bringing. And there's a lot of different ways that you can bring a unique value proposition. There's a formula for that, but that is something you want to think about. And so if you're doing the content marketing, I'll ask you, why should I pay attention to your marketing, to your promotion versus somebody I've trusted that I've been doing that for 2 years? is the unique thing you're talking about, which goes down to how relevant is the topic you're discussing. That's what's going to separate you. And think about this. There are billions of people that are trying the same thing. Mm. But depending on your product, you're the only person that can present it in that unique way that you bring. And that's what you want to put forward for everybody to jump on.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
Some homework for us.
Yeah. Okay. So I do want to move on because we could probably spend the whole time talking about this particular topic. Right. But when we were actually talking about the difference between live and pre-recorded. So, mm-hmm. you know, our approach is that we drop a weekly pre-recorded video mm-hmm. onto YouTube, which is our podcast. And then we do a monthly live masterclass. And I know that from a live perspective, you know, we spoke and JP, you helped us through this around how to create some highly converting videos by way of like the overlays that you can use, the segments, correct. How to structure that. Now, is there anything different that you would add for when it's pre-recorded? Because generally, I mean, I don't know about you, I don't know if I could do a pre-recorded one where it's, okay, well, let me put this overlay on now. And the guest is, what are you doing? I don't know, right. Maybe that is still the strategy, but do you have any thoughts on how we can create highly converting pre-recorded videos?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that you're talking about this because I was thinking about what to give people today in regards to pre-recorded videos and you're talking about it. So the main mistake that I've seen a lot of creators make is they think about the presentation after they've recorded the product, mm-hmm. which is the video. It has to be the other way around. You know, when you think about something, if you want to build a house, for example, you first have a blueprint of what you're trying to build, right? And then when you give it to, so you have an architect, right? You have that blueprint, you give it to the builders and they follow what the architect put in place, right? They build it to match that. But when for some reason, for creators, they think about a topic, they want to start recording it. And after that, they want to think about, okay, how should we create the thumbnail? And how should we title this video? And what's the description should be?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Get out of our heads, JP. Get out of our heads.
You can't do that, right? That is a recipe for failure. Imagine you're building a house and you don't have any plan. And the guy's just building it and you... As the builder, they're like, oh, maybe we want to put a bathroom here. Oh, you know what? No, it doesn't work like that, right? You want to have that blueprint. And what does that look like? It looks like, one, make sure that you have a title, right? You have a title about it, a topic. Then think about the thumbnail or the final product that you want to give them. So ask yourself this question. What do I want the consumer to get out of this title? Mm-hmm. You know, like what exactly I'm trying to give them? What's the final product? Like, what do I want the takeaway to be? Remember, you have not yet recorded the video. You're asking yourself those questions. And then take the time to answer those. Like, what is the final product? What is the dream? Like, when you're thinking about this topic, this title, what is that one thing that made you think about the topic if you were a consumer? Answer those questions first. Have a clear blueprint of what you want to deliver. Then when it's time to record, you follow what you put down. Think about the thumbnail before you record the video, because I guarantee you, if you have those things first, when you're recording, you will make sure that you hit the nail, that you deliver on point, and that you really cover what you wanted to cover. And that's going to make an amazing pre-recorded video for people to consume. And that is going to be high traffic video.
Yeah, man, so simple. So simple and yet so hard.
Yeah, just flip our workflow.
Yeah, that which is not an easy thing. So yeah, anyone listening to this, I mean, I hope you can see the wisdom in what JP's talking about, because this is 100% how we need to start creating content. This is how we have empathy for our audience, actually, not just so that they have a good time experience with you, but also so that you do actually start to use this content to convert, to get those clients. It's, yeah. Thank you, JP. Yep. I needed to hear that, no matter how difficult it was.
My pleasure. It's okay. You know, a lot of creators just feel so excited about just going to record, going to create, that a lot of times, as from a business standpoint, we want to remind them, hey, slow down. You're jumping into it too fast. Let's think about what we want to give them. You know, and you've had other experts on your platform, and Josh will tell you about, hey, for example, you want to create a 50K offer. Think about the offer first.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. Is the product the final product? So let's think about that first. Let's come up with the offer, come up with everything that it will include. Then let's go create it.
Yeah. And I guess that's the benefit of pre-recorded video, is that it's supposed to give you that time and comfort to be able to do that. But it's funny because we just jump into it like a live video.
Right. I know, right?
We're planning into live videos.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Another thing on our to-do list.
Yes.
JP, you really make us work very hard. Okay. So actually following on from that, the whole premise around, well, why do we even need a highly converting video? Because other than the vanity metric of, oh, people like watching what I have to share, really the point here is that that should really be turning an audience or an eyeball or earbuds into people, into leads and clients ultimately. Would you mind sharing a little bit more about what you spoke about in our previous conversation that you had with Deidre, that was like client retention content versus just creating highly converting videos every time, you know, you go onto the platform?
Yes, that is actually something that we need to understand as creators if we want to be successful, specifically on YouTube, because YouTube value that a whole lot, right? And also remembering that we are business owners. I say that over and over again. We are business owners. We're not entertainers, right? If you're just an influencer or entertainer, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a different strategy. We are business owners. This is for people that want to convert, want to sell, want to grow their customer base. And so when we're thinking about that, retention is everything. There's attraction. There's a law of attraction that we need to understand, is attracting new people, new potential customers, and leveraging like YouTube Shorts to do that, or Reels. You want to do that. Those are short. Mm-hmm. You want to create it. And that's going to position you for new potential people to discover. But it is the long form content that's going to allow you to retain people, depending on how you've structured your long form content. And so that is very important, understanding that's a strategy you need to put in place. And also, whenever we're creating our long form content, we want to make sure that the ingredients that are inside the long form content really cover the things we want to talk about. What do I mean? Well, we want to retain people, because the amount of people that stay are staying because of the value we're delivering during the long form content. How can you retain people? Well, whenever you structure your video, you got to understand it's like an introduction, body, and conclusion, right? Your introduction needs to cover what people should expect from your body. What's the final result? Like, you know, at the end of this presentation, this is what you should expect to master A, B, and C. Got to talk about it. You got to make it plain. You got to make it short and straight to the point, so people can know exactly what to expect. Now, second, why can you trust me, or why am I well positioned to talk about this? Well, you want to either position your personal experience, which are testimonials from your clients or anything like that, or you want to talk about what others are saying about you. You want to share something that's going to add that social proof to what you're talking about. Remember, the more people trust you, the more they want to stay around to listen to what you're talking about. After you position that at the intro, now jump into the body. The body got to be, you know, strategy. You got to give it. Stop wasting time with people and making it a longer conversation than it's supposed to be. It's going to turn people around and they will not stay and watch your video longer. And then the conclusion just got to be call to action. What type of call to action are you giving them for them to continue the conversation with you? Where can they go? Do you have any lead magnet to put them there? Very important. Send them somewhere where they can continue that because of the amazing value you've delivered. And that is retention, because that is going to lead to conversion and ultimately have people purchase your product or services. And, you know, there's so much that goes into it, but this is pretty much the blueprint you want to follow whenever you're delivering a long form content, because remember, it's long. It's long. And people are like, I'll just get to it real fast. But that's how you're going to maintain people. And when we talk about retention, that is just simply people that are not just clicking out of your video as soon as they get there, but they're taking the time to watch it. And when they do that, they're subscribing to your channel, they're following you everywhere, right? You retain their attention. And now that they're following you everywhere, now they're potential customers, and it will be easy for you to really convert them, because now they want more of you, which is the whole purpose, you know, of what we're talking about.
I mentioned this in the episode that Bono and I recorded about how I was a little bit uncomfortable with doing when I did the live masterclass with Josh, and kind of started with some of the CTAs and things up front with some of those segments. And then we got into the value. Like that made me uncomfortable only because I'm so used to value. And then it's like, hey, by the way, if you made it to the end, here is now the call to action. But I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because I know that you were the one who really pushed, like who was like, DG, just do this. Like, and your thoughts on, you know, almost bringing some of those segments and things up front and what that actually does do for client retention. Because my thought was always like, oh, would people even want to stick through this? Wouldn't they just drop off? It would actually negatively affect client retention, video retention, which means that we don't get the conversions. But you have a bit of a different perspective on this. So can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, of course. Of course. So here's the thing, right? Everybody's looking for a promise. What me? Because you got to look at it from a customer standpoint, a consumer standpoint. Why should I stay for 1 hour to listen to you? Well, if you stay for 1 hour listening to me, this is what I promise you will get out of this. You got to put that up front. So now I'm holding on to that as a consumer, right? I'm like, okay, they said at the end of this presentation, I will have a clear strategy on how to build a 50K offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know how to do that. You like this video? Like it if you're watching it, right? You don't know how to do that. Now you're staying. That is what I'm going to hold on to. So that call to action is right there. But guess what? I still don't know how to do it. So now that I stay through, your delivery on the body, on the strategy, how you deliver that will be either making or breaking you. What do I mean? Well, you have to have a clear process on how to deliver strategies. And that is something a lot of people miss when it comes up to delivering strategies. I watch so many podcasts, amazing conversations, but there's barely any social proof. If you don't give me any social proof, it's going to be hard for me to either really stay till the end, one, or believe that you're really the person I need to spend money with. I'm not going to do that because people buy people, the trust in other people to spend money with people. So what is your social proof? Because remember, you have everything to prove to me. The guest that you bring is not enough just for your social proof. The guest is the expert that's going to talk about the subject matter. But ultimately, I am following you. Mm. So what are you giving me? You know, people do so much. Like I will go to people's social media. I'm talking about LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. They have so much social proof. But when it comes up to video, they don't know how to incorporate that into their video. Well, take a step back. Why are people talking about it? Depending on the strategy you're going to give. A, for example, if we're talking about curiosity, right? Curiosity increasing views. Can you prove to me that you know what you're talking about? Not just telling me, prove to me. That's very important. Point B, you talk about it again. Can you prove it to me that what you're saying is the truth? Don't just tell me, prove it to me. People will not just trust your word for it. They will trust the experience and the value that somebody got out of it. And that is what's going to make them stay and believe that, okay, you are really the real person to follow and to learn from. And what you're delivering is all value for them because you've proven to them that you're really guaranteed a solution, an outcome, and that they will take that and now they'll go replicate it. And hopefully they get the result that you promise.
All right. So that's almost through like in the body. And then when, because I know that you have particular segments, for example, that you do in your own videos.
Correct.
And those, so would you say that we should really be at every segment, and segments can mean different things, but in the way that, and if anyone is listening to this and wondering what we're talking about, go to JP's channel, go and watch at least one of his videos so that you can see how he actually breaks it all up, even at the very beginning, before the guest starts giving that value. So JP, is it a case of like, do we look at stacking our social proof into that, all of the front parts of the segments, or is it really more in the, when the guest comes on and we kind of want to then incorporate the social proof in amongst the value that they're providing?
So great question. Essentially, you want to put the social proof during the body. At the beginning, you want to put the CTA, the promise. That's what you want to give them. And so when you give them the promise, now they're waiting to see if you're going to deliver on that proof. And then you give them that during the body. So we have the intro, we have the body, we have the conclusion. So the introduction is all about call to action, telling them exactly what you're going to give them, giving them the information on how to connect with you and continue in case they wanted to jump off in the middle of the, you know, podcast or something. Give those people those things at the beginning. That's very important. Because you want to let them know, hey, we have this that we offer you. We have this. You can continue with us. You can book us for this. And this is where we are. And connect with us. All of that you want to give to them up front. Don't make them wait for that. Yeah. And then in the body, now you hit them with the social proof for those that stayed. Now, for those that didn't stay, because you've given them how to really connect with you outside of YouTube, which is very important. You have to build your community. Then they will find the same social proof outside of YouTube because you got to have it there. out of curiosity, they will go look on your website, look on your Instagram pages or your other platform that you have and see when they follow you on social media. That's the whole thing. Social proof on social media. They will follow to see and you will give that to them. So that is a no-brainer. But if you haven't given them, told them exactly how they can actually connect with you, how they can follow you, how they can grow with you, you're missing out big time. And you want to repeat that throughout, actually, your podcast. So you give it to them at the beginning. You mention it also during the body. And you remind them that at the end, not just at the beginning, because repetition is key.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of, that's probably the crux of my question, actually, which is like, we're giving people a CTAs right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Is this counter to, I guess, like conventional wisdom out there on how to retain viewers? Because honestly, to be honest, the way that you do it is very different to how I've seen others do it and how others teach it, which I personally love. But, you know, it's always been like, get straight into the valley, just get straight into the content because that's what people are there to see and watch. But you take a very, very different approach, which is like, you know what, let's hold off on that. Let's really give the CTAs first and then get into the value. So
I love that you're talking about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I don't just have strategies because somebody told me. The strategies that I use, I've tested them. They've been successful for me and for my clients and have the social proof for that. So the thing is that it's not most people, and there's nothing wrong with it, but most strategies that you hear, it's not for business owners.
Right.
It's for you to build, for example, your YouTube platform, your YouTube channel. We're not just building a YouTube channel. We're building a company and a subscriber base. Ultimately, we're building a community. So the strategies that I'm giving you is for you to build a community. Because remember, I went through the fire. I lost my personal YouTube channel when it was over 126,000 subscribers. So if that happens to you today, if you put in all your efforts onto building your YouTube channel, the day to take it away, pretty much you're dead because you have no community. You don't have anything outside of YouTube. So now you're trusting on YouTube for everything you have. And if you have a business, it will be hard for you to be selling your product so well out of YouTube. And so we want to help people really convert and build that community and guarantee their success with the product. Why? And not worry if, for example, YouTube were to update their channel, they were to lose a video, deleted because of community guideline update or suspended for 3 days, or it doesn't matter. Let's remember, we do not own those platforms. We don't own YouTube, Facebook, or any of the social media platform. We need to think about ownership. And that is where a lot of creators do not spend the time. Ownership is vital for your sustained success in business. If you do not work on owning the content, owning the platform, owning the conversations, then you are building on borrowed land. And it's not if, is when something happens, you will hold your head because you put in a lot of efforts. And that's why.
I love that. That is so, so good. I feel like we should probably just end there.
There's so much stuff.
There's so much
stuff. I'm writing
it all down. Once again, thank you, JP. Can you please, please share where it is that people can follow you, get even more great, it's too much, get great insights from you, and ultimately be part of your community?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Hey, guys, I love connecting. So my handle is at JP High Tech. If you're listening to it, it's JP, HIGHTEK. Across every social media platform, connect with me. I would love to grow with you. Of course, I am on YouTube, right? Connect with me on YouTube. It's same handle. But my personal community, private community of content creators is Content Creators University. So just go to contentcreatorsuniversity.com and let's connect, let's grow, and let's see how we can empower you with more strategies, more wisdom, and more ways to really leverage content creation and technology to grow your business. And that's what I'm all about. Very, very honored and excited that you guys connect with me here and have a lot to share. We have so much more coming with Capshow. We have a 5-day challenge. We have some private community live streams where I will take the time to actually break it down even deeper on strategies on how to really do things that we have been discussing throughout this podcast.
It's going to be fire. I'm so excited.
So excited.
There you have it. Please connect with JP because seriously, he is one of the best people in the world. I've left those links in the show notes.
And if you'd like to become a founding member of Capshow Club, where we help with the strategy, the software, and give you the support to create content that gets you clients, then head over to club.capshow.com. The link is in the show notes as well. My name is Deidre Shen. Stay intelligently lazy.